With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and here we are once again with Ipswich girls lacrosse coach Allison Tivnan, and it has come down to the final game. Coach, welcome back to MSO, and congratulations on what must have been an exhilarating win that took you 2 days over Manchester Essex.
Thank you so much, Rick. Yeah, it's been a crazy 48 hours for sure, definitely.
I want to get to that in a minute, but first of all, in your capacity as a school counselor, tell me what went on today, because as you said, a crazy 48 hours, including this evening.
Yeah, so we got back from the game at 6:45, and I had the middle school graduation at 7. So, and not just me, I had five other players who have siblings who graduated in the 8th grade, so they were all there too, which is just awesome.
You know, that must be so cool to have that kind of culture, I guess it would be, where these younger kids, male or female, can look up to their older siblings in this capacity and see the tradition that's been established at the high school.
Yeah, it's awesome. And the kids were so great. When I showed up, they all were clapping and were so, you know, they all know, the middle schoolers, how much I love lacrosse and, you know, what the team has been doing to the community and everything. So the support from the whole community and obviously at the middle school and the high school is just unbelievable. So
that's great.
We feel very supported here on the lacrosse team.
All right, where was the game with Manchester Essex played? I don't remember.
Whittier Tech.
At Whittier. Okay, sure. I mentioned that I know Kevin Bradley, the AD up there at Whittier.
He's a great guy.
He's a good man. Tell me about this game, Coach, because you guys have had a tremendous rivalry. Manchester Essex has a great reputation as a girls lacrosse program, and this thing was spread over 2 days. So give me a little storyline on this thing.
Yeah, Ipswich-Manchester rivalry is huge, and their coach, Nan Gordon, is awesome. We have a great relationship, and she runs a great team over there, which is awesome. Her girls are great, and there's a lot of, you know, friendships and everything through the two schools. So huge Cal rival. You know, we're always at the top. You know, we're at the top this year. They were at the top last year. We'll see who's there next year, you know. But having them three times is just – it was a battle, you know. Thankfully, you know, fortunately for us at Ipswich, we came out victorious all three of those times. But, you know, by very close goals, obviously it was 8-6 today. And then when we beat them the time before that, it was in the last 3 seconds. And the time before that was also a two-goal differential. So when you're looking at three games and they're all close, it's a battle for sure.
So on Wednesday, what happened? Was it rain or lightning that halted the game?
Thunder and lightning, pretty bad. We waited it out for about an hour, a little over, and it was crazy. We got the whole first half, so the first bang of thunder came just as we were getting ready to start the second half. We were just done having our halftime talk, and the bang went off. So waited for about an hour. Luckily, the Ipswich girls were having great energy. They were singing and, you know, really keeping the vibes high. So it was a really great team bonding experience for us.
So you come home at halftime. You're up by a goal. And then what was the process today? I mean, what was the atmosphere like? Because you got to go back up there again to resume the game and to play half a game, I guess.
Yeah, it's really interesting, and I've played a ton of sports, Rick, and, you know, played and coached, and I've never had that happen where a game has to stop and then you pick up where you left off. Mm-hmm. So just knowing that we had just the second half, you're only getting 25 minutes, it was crazy. And you know, I told the girls, they always ask you to give me 100, 150%, and today I'm asking you to give me 200. you gotta want it, and you have 25 minutes, and that's it. So they left it all out there. It was a little rocky at first, for sure. I think they were a little nervous. But we played a great, great half. And obviously it turned out, it worked out in our favor, which is awesome.
All right, stars of the game this time around?
Well, it's so hard. I mean, yesterday, senior Carolyn Bailey was outstanding. She had two big goals for us, really setting the tone to go up, you know, 4-3. She had some really big ones. I just like to shout out all my seniors, to be honest, Rick. Like, Caden Flather was outstanding yesterday, made awesome ground balls, and she had a goal yesterday as well. Lexi Wright, really anchoring the defense back there, has huge stops and ground balls, and just, she does so much. And then goalie Ashton Flather today was just outstanding. She had 10 saves in both, you know, both days, both halves combined. But some really, really big ones today, game-changing saves today. So the seniors for sure, and then everybody else. Our draw unit was awesome. We didn't lose a draw today. Yesterday we were 50-50 on draws, and then today we won every single one. So
wow.
Lucy Winthrop, Hallie Greenleaf, and Ella Stein were just outstanding.
Well, that's clutch play, man. That's something.
Yeah.
And
possession is key.
And your goaltender is the MVP of the league. Is that correct?
She is MVP of the league, and she's also an All-American. So.
Oh wow! Okay. Amazing. All right, Coach. This is what you. This is what every kid dreams of and plays for. You're into the final. You're playing number 3, Dover Shoreborne. I presume they're 18-6. You guys are what, 19-1?
Correct.
Wow. Okay, so what's the deal? You have, as we record this, it's Thursday night. Your game is Saturday at 2:30 in the afternoon at Babson. So tell me about the setup.
Yeah, so I did watch their game online on Tuesday. So they've had quite a few days to recover, which is a little unfortunate for us because it was a battle, physical battle today, an emotional battle. But we get that last practice tomorrow. We've talked about that all year, wanting to practice and play as long as we can and really shooting for this date of, you know, Saturday the 17th. So we are thrilled to have the opportunity to play. Dover Shoreborne is excellent. They're really good. They play in a really tough conference, so that's why their record is a little bit different than ours. But it's going to be a battle. They've been here before. They're the defending state champs the last 2 years, so it'll be an honor to play them, and you know, we're ready to give them a game for sure.
It doesn't get any bigger than this, Coach.
Definitely not. It can't get much better than this either.
What a wild time. Well, I hope that you can chronicle all of this, keep it in your memories and your kids' memories, because you're creating great memory experiences here. And one more to go, so hopefully I'll get to talk to you next week.
That would be awesome. I'll look forward to hearing from you.
Allison, congratulations and good luck.
Thank you so much, Rick. Have a good night.
You as well. Take care, Coach.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is Allison Tivnan, who is the Ipswich High School girls lacrosse coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.